Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Shout out to Aerosmith. Shout out to Days Confused. Awesome scene when they play this song. Brian, it's 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 21st. I had to pay a bunch of bills last night. Most of my bills come due at the end of the month, unlike Bone Thugs, first of the month. Shout out to American Express. Damn, that bill seems stupid high all the time. It is specifically 11.05 a.m. on October 21st. Mm-hmm. And I have a relatively simple question for you.
What's that?
The Commanders are now 3-4. First time they've been under 500 in the Dan Quinn era since week 2, 2024. So that's what? 16 plus 6? That's 22 games since they've been 500. Mm-hmm. Under 500. The fact that they were able to sustain a 3-game losing streak last year and still not go under 500 speaks to how different these seasons have gone. They're on a 2-game losing streak right now and are under 500. The question is relatively simple. I fear the answer is not, but the question is simple. What has happened here?
What has happened? Injuries has happened. I think stubbornness has happened. I think the balls that bounced last year aren't bouncing their way. It's simple things. I also believe that a bunch of people are waiting for somebody else to do the job. When last year, guys were stepping up to do the job. When people talk about things, they say, you know, failure normally shows people's true character. I think success shows people's true character. If you're failing and you're a competitor, you're going to work your way to get out of that. When you have success, do you keep working hard? Most times, most people don't, right? I would say this. I'm not speaking 100%, but there are some people who probably are resting on the laurels of what they did last year. They're happy about what happened last year. And you know my little saying, that damn rearview mirror is smaller than that damn windshield, right?
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that most people get back to putting in work and go meet the great possibilities of what's in front and don't give a damn about that one successful year. It happened last year. And there are guys that are trying to lead the way, but they can't do it by themselves. They need other people to come along. But as much as we will speak on, and this no players would say this, and that's not for them to say. When you lose particular people, it affects your game. So you have to adjust coaching, players, you have to adjust to trying to get some level of results. You can't sit there and try to do what you thought you were going to do when you had everybody in place. Everybody's not in place anymore. So now you got to step up. And how do you step up? You put more work into it. You put more study into it. You dedicate yourself. You sacrifice some other stuff you want to do to make sure you are at your absolute best. To get back to where you want to be. from what I'm watching on the field, that obviously is not happening off the field. And like I said yesterday, every guy, this team, I'm pulling for them. I love them because I want to see them do well. But damn it, you got to hear the truth sometimes. This does not seem like last year. The energy doesn't seem like last year. The drive doesn't seem like last year. Were they happy and content with what happened last year? Or do you want to make this thing into a long-lasting thing? See, I've always didn't mind becoming like the seed of something. But a seed is not just planted, it has to be nurtured, which means you got to do that for some years. Then as the roots begin to, you know, fit, that you have a great foundation, this thing will last for a long time. We need a little bit more from every person on the team, coaches included, to get to where we got to go. Accountability is the number one thing in the world. And if you are holding yourself accountable, you have a right to hold other people accountable. But if you're not holding yourself accountable, you got to shut the hell up.
I mean, that was really well said. That was really well said. I mean, if you want to go to the empirical data, right? Third down offense has been really bad. They're 24th in the NFL on converting third downs, about 35%. Last year, that was 10 percentage points higher.
Yeah.
Sixth in the NFL. They had so many good long drives that allowed them to get into their tempo and kind of dictate things to the defense.
But they had themselves in great, manageable third downs a lot.
Down and distance, totally.
This year, it's not. And a lot of that, I call it laziness. False start penalties, those type of things. You know, lining up in a illegal formation. Those things are laziness.
Holds.
Okay? When you hold, sometimes your feet not moving right. You're not having your feet in the right position.
Yep.
You're taught that. So you can't beat yourself and expect to be the team. We had 8 penalties or 10 penalties for over 100 yards.
11.
11 for over 100 yards. It's not going to win a lot of games. You didn't have a ton of that last year. You got a ton of that this year, though.
There is, I mean, just looking at data, right? Now, he's only played 5 games so far, but Jaden Daniels is completing 61% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that was 69% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
With Jaden, it's hard to, how much does the receiver injuries impact that? How much does losing Eckler impact that?
Yeah, it impacts him. I mean, he's missed some passes. Some guys are stuck in their route, coming out of their route. Some guys are dropping balls. It's a combination of things happening. But there's no way possible. No one would believe your top 3 receivers are missing games. And it wouldn't affect you.
Right.
So
I mean, even more so. Now, granted, Mariota last year roughly played a game. He played like 3/4 of the Panthers game, half of the Cowboys game, a game and a half, whatever you want to call that. Mariota last year completed 77% of his passes. No interceptions. Mariota has started 2 games and maybe starting another one. That completion percentage is down to 60% with 2 picks in 3 games.
But see, and that's why I despise people, just the numbers. Because the numbers aren't telling you that he's not throwing to Terry.
Right.
The Debo that was starting is not, well, he's throwing a D. Brown is not there. You know, I think Eckler is not there. I think Zach was much better last year than he's shown thus far this year. I think he can still get it back. But all those extra things can cause this. But people could just throw numbers out there.
I think you got to provide context.
Pat Mahomes at one point was completing high levels. I guarantee you, earlier this year he was closer to 60%, maybe coming back up now. And we still consider him the best in football.
Did you see? I dropped this in the text thread last night. Did you see the PFF grades We talked about this last week.
That's why I stopped talking about him. I think I suggest you if a guy
I like to
if,
point out how
if bald a guy can be are. What was he 7 of 10 or 8 what was it?
I'll provide the numbers.
Okay.
So Pro Football Focus grades from Sunday's Raiders Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most lopsided box scores truly in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs won the game 31-0. The Raiders generated 3 first downs in the game and 95 total yards of offense.
All right.
Geno Smith in that game was 10 of 16 for 67 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Pat Mahomes was 26 of 35 for 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 picks.
Mm.
PFF had Geno with a higher grade. Geno had a 67.2 passing grade. Mahomes had a 62.2 passing grade.
Geno was 62.5% completions, no touchdowns, 60-something yards.
67 yards.
Pat had how much for real?
26 of 35 for 286 and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Now, he did have...
Pat was 74% completion. He had quadruple the yards, 3 touchdowns, and his team won. And you tell me, and I saw my man Collinsworth going at people saying, well, we put the numbers in. And I've asked people to buy into, yeah, you asked them to buy into your program because they make you richer. But let's be real. You go 10 of 16 at 62% and you don't throw a damn touchdown. Your whole total offense is 95%, 95 yards. The other guy goes 74% completion. He throws 3 touchdowns. His team wins. They got well over 300 and something yards. The object of the game is to win. And you tell me that quarterback scored higher than the other quarterback? If that's not the most subjective BS I've ever heard in my life, then something's wrong. Why? I will never come on these airways and try to tell you about a grade up from that place. Because it makes no damn sense. There's no way you could tell me 10 of 16 for 61 is better than 20-something of 30-something for 2-something and 3 yards and 3 touchdowns. I can't see it. You'll never be able to prove that to anybody, to be honest with you, unless they're getting paid by it.
We are lucky that we have a professor on staff here, a true academia. Professor Landini, Jim Andrew Mullins VII, a.k.a. Landfill. Professor Landini, what do you make of the PFF grading structure that gave Geno Smith a better grade, 10 of 16 for 67, than Patrick Mahomes, who threw for 270 and 3 touchdowns?
Seems not great.
Seems flawed, I would say. I think there's a flaw there.
How would they explain that? I mean, to be honest with you, how would you explain 12 percentage points lower in completion ratio, 100% touchdowns, 200 yards lower, they both didn't throw an interception, how can you say that the other guy, Gray, was higher?
Trevor Sikkema is a friend of the program. He's been on with us a ton, Tampa Bay Trey. They keep putting him, he works for PFF. They keep putting him in these situations where he has to go explain why these grades are out there. I don't envy him for having to explain that. I like PFF. A lot of the data they provide has a lot of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Snap counts, formations. The subjective stuff, though, I continue to struggle
with. Listen, man. If you follow a game and you write down how many times they're in this position, that you can come up with that relatively easily. But when you look at a game and the guy completed less percentage of passes, at the end of the game, one team had 31 points. The other one had 0 points. And we all talk about the importance of quarterbacks in this day and age. If your quarterback completed 62%. The other did 74%. Your quarterback threw no touchdowns. He threw three. There is no way possible you're going to make somebody believe that the other guy had a, should have a higher grade unless you're benefiting from it. That's the only way they'll be pleased with that.
Yeah.
Only way.
That's something. Circling back to what has changed with the Commanders, what, if any, credence do you give to?
I don't give much credence to that. The league got a lot of tape on Josh Allen. The league got a lot of tape on Lamar. He got a lot of tape on Pat Mahomes. They still perform. But you know what has to happen? You have to adjust. You have to reassess. You have to move forward. I think that can happen. I believe we go into games and we know the team is not good against the run. And yeah, they put eight people in the box. Don't mean you can't run. Don't mean you shouldn't be able to run. And it damn sure don't mean that you shouldn't be able to use something off of the run. Since they got eight people up tight, they only have three people deep. There's a lot of space behind those other eight.
Well, and I can't.
You should be able to capitalize off of that.
Stress enough that in these scenarios, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, after the game said, yeah, you know, our film study and our analytics showed this was a good opportunity for us to play man, not zone, like they had been playing the majority in Dallas.
There are people where you run an offense and you hear that they have a lot of zone breaking routes in there. And you got the man busting. Man, when you run a run man, you know what you do? Run crossing routes. When you run man, you run crossing routes against them, and they got to go over the top, underneath, and they lose the guy that's running, the crossing route. When you run, when you want to run zone, you got to cross some face and bring somebody over the top of them. That's all you do.
I can't stress enough that when Brian Schottenheimer says, all right, we ran a lot of man in this game because it was our film study and our analytics. It also might have been that they had four active wide receivers on the roster, and the one that performed the best in that game was 32-year-old Robbie Chosen, mm-hmm. who was out of the league a month prior.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to stack the box when you don't consider the guys on the outside a real threat, and that's what Jaden's been dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real part to this thing.
So when people say they got more film on them, the league has more film on the people that he's working with, too. If like, this is what I mean. When I was talking to Dave earlier, a lot of what I'm trying to say is some people got to step up and grow up. Yeah, the other team is looking at you saying you guys can't do it. You got to show them that you can. Because if you keep falling under that can't do it, you know the man calling your plays is not going to have confidence to call the plays. It happens like that. Like I know I heard people say, well, he was off on some passes. But I watched guys get stuck in a route instead of bang coming out of the route. If you bang come out the route, you run right into the football. But when you have to do that roll and you go upfield a little farther, you're 2 yards short. And it's growth. But the ultimate thing is, right now, you're going to lose a little something when you don't have the people that you built this offense around.
When we return, John Bates, Commanders tight end, joins the program. Excited to talk to John. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'll let you sing, B.
Now go ahead. I'm ready.
In moments, we're going to be joined by Mr. John Bates, Commanders tight end. Excited to talk to John and kind of get the pulse of where the team's at now through, you know, a tough stretch. What's it like being a player, B, this week where you have the extra day to kind of sit in a bad loss?
You just can't wait to get back on the practice field and get back on the game field to play. You know, when you have nothing going on, you sit there and that's all you think about. But once you get that game plan for the next week, things begin to get all focused on the next week. You know, many people will tell you after the game, you know, enjoy one day and then move. That's if you got a practice coming real soon, you could do that. But if you don't have a practice coming like that next day or the day following, you start to look back into it. And I believe the good ones focus on it and look at what they did wrong and how they can correct their thing, and then they go in and attack it. There's others who look back on what they did wrong and they find excuses as to why they did it wrong, and they blame others. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I think the best way to do anything, look at it, deal with it, address it, and keep going. And if you sit there and you try to not deal with it, make excuses about it, it stays. Just like, you know, there are people who like to clean their house, but they take shortcuts. Somebody rushing over, they lift the rug up, they sweep the dust under the rug. All in all essence, that damn dust is still in your house, right?
Right.
And somebody going to come in there, maybe a little thicker dude or somebody, might step on that carpet and that dust come from under the carpet. You didn't solve the problem just by sweeping it into a dustpan, throwing it out the damn house. Guys have to approach football the same damn way. Get rid of it. So you get rid of it by addressing, dealing with, and dispose it.
I thought, of all people, Chris Paul had an awesome answer in the postgame locker room. It was just like, look, man, we got to watch this tape, and it's going to suck for a lot of us. But we've got to watch it and learn and get better.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine those film sessions were much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that defensive room like, watching that?
Man, listen, you have already gone through it before you see the film. You know what the hell you did, what you didn't do. When guys finish a game, you know, the one thing I laugh at every time, like, got to look at the film. You know what you did. When a guy has a great game, does he say you have to look at the film? Or did he tell you? When guys have great games, let me see, when we have great games, put myself in it, we could tell you every damn thing that happened, what we were thinking, why we did it, what we saw. When we have a bad game, we got to watch the film. You know what? We could tell you all that stuff too.
All right, excited to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. And welcome in our friend, Mr. John Bates, tight end for the Commanders. John, what's up, man? How are you?
What up, Jay?
Guys, how we doing?
We're good, dude. On. Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. What do you do this week having an extra day? Like, do you take a true recovery day and not go just chill with the family? Are you still going in to the facility? What do you do with kind of knowing it's Monday night and you got a little bit of time on your hands?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely, like, enjoy a little bit more time at home and being able to, like, just be at home a little bit longer and hang out with the kids and stuff. But I'll still, like, go in, like, right now. I just got out of the sauna at the facility, so coming for a little bit today, go home, spend the rest of the day at home, and then probably go in for a little bit tomorrow. And so that extra day just kind of gives you some time to space out some recovery stuff, and it also allows you to hang out with the kids a little bit more and stuff at home, so it makes it nice.
John, how much more on like a day like this after a game like that, you know, of course you have to go get your rehab and things like that, but when you start dealing with a week like that, is it more mental or physical for you?
Just like having the extra day, I think is, I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. Like the fact that you just get an extra day to recover and just get your body feeling back to normal before you get back to practice, I think is a huge thing. And then I think mentally too, just kind of allows you a little bit more time to, you know, process what happened in the last game and whatever corrections need to be made and kind of just flush that and gives an extra day and to just really move on and get ready for that, you know, next game coming up.
You know, I was the type of guy where I would hear people always say, you know, you got to forget about it. And when I was young, I couldn't. But then after I hit about year three or four, I understood more what they were talking about. You know, look at it, be done with it, throw it away. How do you handle those type of things? Do you try to look at it, whether it's good or bad? And then I want people to understand, it's not just after a bad game where you got to forget it. You got to forget the good games too, because if you don't, you don't put in the work you need to do the next week.
Right. No, exactly. I think it's one of those things where it's a healthy balance of obviously you want to like be able to wash whatever you did the last game. You don't want to be, never want to be too high or too low, I guess was what I should say. Like, just want to be able to put your next foot forward because you're only as good as your last game. And so whether that's good or bad, you know, you still have to show up for the next game and perform at a high level. And so now it's kind of like whatever happened on Sunday, Monday, whatever day it is. I mean, for me, it's just kind of got to move past it fast and get ready for the next game because at this point, there's nothing that you can do about previous performance. It's only about what you can control moving forward.
For you, when you're a player and you understand how important Jaden is to the offense, and when you see him go down like that in Dallas, what's your reaction in real time?
Yeah, I mean, it's you never want to see your starting quarterback go down, especially, you know, a kind of as good as Jaden is and what he does for our offense. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, hopefully we hope we get him back as soon as possible and get him back healthy. But you know, as of right now, we just got to be ready for whoever's, you know, going to play for us this week, whether that's Marcus, whether that's Jaden, and we have trust in either of those guys to go out and perform at a high level. And so Marcus, did he came in and did a great job. I think the other day he had obviously the one throw, but he came in and did a great job for us. And so I think we have trust in whoever's going to be playing for us in that quarterback room.
Yeah, I know you've got to be excited about it. What – for you, I'm trying to think, have you ever played in Arrowhead? Have you ever played out in Kansas City?
No, first time. So it'll be a fun atmosphere. I've heard nothing but good things about, you know, how fun of a place it is to play and how loud it'll be.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it, especially on a Monday night game. I'm sure that crowd's going to be going.
So Kansas City's kind of known for the Chiefs and Arrowhead Stadium and then for barbecue. Are you a big barbecue guy?
I do like barbecue. Hopefully when we get there, what's my go-to?
Yeah.
Chicken, brisket, ribs.
You know, I'm like, I like the smoked chicken and the brisket a lot. Also too, like harder to come by, but like beef ribs. I love me some good beef ribs.
Dinosaur joints, the big ones.
They are huge.
Yeah, yeah. Hard to go wrong with, man.
No, yeah, they are very, very good.
Yeah, I guess somebody that cook them properly, though. You know, some people try to rush them, and they're still a little tough.
Yeah, got to let it do its full course of smoking, that's for sure.
There you go.
John, for you and what you do so well is blocking the run game. What level of frustration have you had over the last couple weeks with the run game kind of being in neutral?
Obviously, it's one thing that I think every team wants to get going, because obviously I think it helps open up everything else. And so, you know, while it may be frustrating, it's kind of one of those things that you have to just really evaluate going forward and see where you can, you know, make improvements at, and just going forward, try to, you know, execute at a high level. And so whether that means what are you sacrificing to know more about the defense, or to know like what the defense is going to do in certain looks, how they're going to move, stuff like that. And so while it's frustrating, you also have to, you know, do some reflection on yourself and see what maybe you're doing, you know, not as good, or what you could do better, and try to challenge yourself for the next week to see what you can do to improve your game so that others can improve too.
You know, I'd say that basically the exact same thing, John. Like, you know, everybody has to go out there and rethink things and look in the mirror and understand, while watching film, be hard on yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I would be watching film and I see something I did wrong, I might pick up something that, well, maybe if I work better with my partner next to me, we can do something better. And then I'll talk to them. But that person has to be receptive. You know, do you have guys on the team that are very receptive of you and talking to them about how you all can get better?
Yeah, I think so. And I think at this point in the, you know, where we're at, I think everyone has to do self-reflection. And I think to make our, you know, a great team, and for everyone to be great teammates, we all have to be able to hold each other accountable and take accountability for ourselves and what we're doing, regardless of whether you think your performance is good or not, or whatever the case is. I think like I said, just self-reflection during this time is a huge part, and really just looking and see, you know, doing what you can do to control what you do going forward, and just, you know, take a deep look at that and see what you can do going forward.
Now, John, one thing that's going to be a pretty big deal in your house with young kids is Halloween. I mean, my girls are older, so they're really into it right now. You got young kids, but do you guys do a family costume? Like, is everybody going to dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, so we actually are.
Who are you?
Last year, we didn't go out for Halloween. We just did we have like a little trick-or-treat thing in the facility that we did.
Oh,
and
that's fun.
Last year, we were Buddy the Elf's wife. And then my daughter was like the narwhal, the one that's like, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. So we did that last year, which was really fun. And I think Mama killed the looks with all of it. And then this year we're going to be, my daughter's into Winnie the Pooh. And so she'll be Pooh, son will be Tigger, and then I'll be Eeyore, and my wife will be Piglet. So it'll be fun. Yeah, we'll, and we have some friends coming into town with some other little ones too. So we'll have a whole little Halloween crew going around the neighborhood, which will be fun.
That's great, man. You're going to have to send us a photo, I think. You got to post that, all right?
Oh, yeah. There'll be something out there, I'm sure. All right.
Good to hear. Well, John, thank you for the
appreciate
time, as
you,
always,
Jay.
Dude. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man, cool. Right. Good luck.
That's our guy.
All right, thanks.
Commander's tight end, John Bates. Good dude, hard worker.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he nailed it, B, on how you try to turn this thing around with understanding you got to figure out what you got to be honest in the approach.
You know what? It doesn't change from era to era. Same stuff.
If you had to dress as a Winnie the Pooh character, B, who would it be?
I'm not going to dress as a character.
When's the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
When I was a kid.
What was your favorite Halloween costume?
I was a football player. I was Tony Dorsett.
That
with that little plastic helmet with the little one bar,
like the Theismann helmet.
That's what I was. Yeah.
All right.
I look just like Joe with that skinny visor. Yeah.
Man, I'd love to get a photo of that.
You will not ever get one of that. I destroyed all of that stuff.
I believe you, frankly. I also believe in Door Pro America. Listen, man, everybody's hoping the burgundy and gold can get this thing on the right track. But if your garage door is on the wrong track, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, it's just making way too much noise, or it doesn't move, call up Door Pro America. At my house, it's one of the few things working correctly is my garage door. Because the stairs down to our basement are kind of inoperable, we have to go in and out of the garage all the time right now. And I use the app every morning to go down there and grab a bottle of water and a Celsius. It is a huge upgrade for me and my family. You can hit them up, 877-DOOR-PRO. And they've got really good options. They've been doing this for over 50 years. They know what to do. You can get an annual maintenance contract membership to keep everything on track. And if you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Call them, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or you can visit doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Da, 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 da. Hey, Jeff, in your quest for physical fitness, you've lost a bunch of weight. You look good. I've been highly complimentary of you. I don't believe you're taking Ozempic, even if Fred Smoot does. Have you smoked less weed?
Why, man?
No, that gives you the munchies.
I'm just saying.
So you may have stopped. I don't know.
When you burn a lot, you tend to not go to the gym as much and eat a bunch.
Now, crazy thing is, I have found myself smoking less, but it's not even because it is. I just don't really have that urge that much anymore. So
okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Weed got too strong. I'm old. Weed nowadays, you take a gummy and you're tripping. Like, I'm out on that.
Yeah,
bring
JP.
Back the mids.
You're crazy.
BFT commenter always says that.
You're crazy without. I can only imagine.
I I would love, I don't know who the right person would be. Maybe CK, because he knows us all. If we did crazy rankings of the five of us, me, B, Jeff, Landfill, and White, even White Brian, he might be quiet, but he's crazy.
Brian might be the craziest dude in the building.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on this show is swimming in the hurricane waters except Brian. That's it.
I tried that when I was younger.
Well, JP, I think it'd go White Brian, JP, Jeff, Landfill, me.
B.
I'm far from crazy, y'all.
B, no. You were driving at like 6.
No.
11.
That's not crazy. I was told to follow him in the car, but hey, what you going to tell your dad? No, I'm not going to follow you. I was happy to follow him, but I'm not crazy. I'm just, if I have to go there, I could go there. But
you used to get in fights with defensive linemen. That's crazy.
No, he threatened me, so I had to get him.
You
fought a horse.
You did fight a horse.
I just punched the horse because the police officer was nasty.
You had a stick with nails sticking out of it in the back of your car
that's to even up the fight.
Yeah, you crazy, bro. Landfill, a weapon with nails sticking out?
That's some like medieval S. Like,
I saw the movie. So I tried to make it.
Landfill, what would your crazy rankings be for the show?
I mean, B. Mitch is number one.
I'm far from crazy.
B-Mitch is definitely not fifth.
No, he's...
I am probably the sanest person on this damn show.
He's either one or two.
I'm the sanest person on this show.
You'll argue with anybody for any reason, even when you agree with them.
You might...
That doesn't mean I'm not crazy. I'm crazy. That just means that if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if I'm right, I'm right.
I think it's possible you might be the least crazy person on this show. But only because we are a collection of lunatics.
Yeah, I know.
This is the literal circus, these four
That's
hours.
What I'm saying. Like, listen, bro. I get places with you sometimes, and I have to sit back and watch because I don't know what's going to pop off. Because you're different. And everybody around here can think what you wish. He's different. I already know this dude right here is a psychopath, the crazy fool. Right?
He's pointing at Jeff.
How? Jeff's no,
White,
crazy.
White Brian, he might sit over there and don't do anything, but every time he leave and come back, it's something up with him.
Yeah. Something
he
hurt,
left
something
the first
missing.
Time he came back, he had concussion. Come back this time, he came talk. I'm not talking about like the next morning. It's 2-3 days later, and he still can't talk. So he did more than just yell. That's the lie he wants us to know. He was doing way more than just yelling. And in Landfill, a dude that just sleep and get go to the moon and sleep and go to the moon, that's a crazy person.
Landfill is nocturnal and gets delivery movie theater popcorn. Landfill is crazy.
I mean, I did that. Yeah, I do that pretty regularly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I'm telling you, Looney bin, right there.
White Brian has a cup that says dog mom and doesn't have a cup.
Jeff had a guy that stabbed his tire pretty much every 3 weeks for a year.
That's not my craziness, though. That's somebody else's.
That's just Jeff is around a lot of craziness.
Jeff Court's craziness.
I'm telling you, the more I pay attention to Brian, Brian's the craziest dude in this building.
White Brian, what are your crazy rankings?
I think B-Mitch, you have to be crazy to play professional football.
That's a good point.
They pay you to play professional football. Not crazy.
Jeff, yeah. Two.
Jeff's crazy.
JP, you're three.
Yeah.
I'll go me four, Landfill five.
Yeah.
I think I'm firmly in the middle.
I don't know how you put your... First of all, I have never swam in anything with a hurricane.
I'm just a little injury prone.
No, you're crazy. If you don't do anything crazy, then you won't be injured. I grew up in Louisiana. True. There were a million hurricanes. Never got in the water.
We can't let him go to Louisiana.
He does specifically go to North Carolina during hurricane season, and then he goes swimming in hurricanes and hurts himself. That's crazy.
He'll be swimming
the
with the crocodile.
The man that says, hey, let's go swimming in the water. I know it's very rough. It's a hurricane out there. That's a psychopath.
Our guy Tay just tweeted me crazy rankings. Number one, White Brian gobbling up all those glizzies. Number two, Missionary JP. Number three, Jeff. Number four, B Mitch. He's not crazy. That's just who he is. That leaves Landfill as the fifth fifth most crazy.
Missionary JP, what do he mean by that?
Steak and potatoes. Keep it simple, baby. When we come back, we're having a discussion. Is AMAC here? Have we located him?
No.
That's who I know, AMAC. I don't know Anthony.
I think he's scared.
Get him. Jeff, produce. AMAC was screaming at Jeff yesterday.
During our show.
About who had the worst loss on Sunday. The Commanders get blown out to Dallas, or the Giants give up a huge fourth quarter lead to blow a game. Which loss was worse? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.